Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's a hot one today, guys, but I promise you some colder weather is on the way. We've got a quote-unquote cold front coming in this weekend with temperatures in the 70s. Just hold on. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. Dallas police have filed more charges against the man accused of opening fire in a hair salon last Wednesday. They say 36-year-old Jeremy Smith targeted people of Asian descent when he went to the salon on Royal Lane and injured three people. Now, Police Chief Eddie Garcia says he was initially charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Police are adding four more counts for others who were in the salon at the time.
In a lot of these cases, the tremendous amount of work that goes on the front end oftentimes looks like the tip of the iceberg when you start setting up the case as it goes forward. So there's a lot more work to be done.
He says the FBI is still investigating the case as a potential hate crime, and Dallas police are looking at whether Smith might be connected to two other shootings at Asian-run businesses since the beginning of April. A longtime Fort Worth police officer is now under investigation by his department. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports he was arrested this weekend in Colorado.
Fort Worth Police Corporal James Howard is now on restricted duty and has been stripped of all of his police powers. This after he was arrested Sunday on allegations of domestic violence in Rio Grande County. The sheriff's office there notified the Fort Worth Police Department, which immediately launched criminal and administrative investigations into the incident. Howard has been with the Fort Worth Police Department for 26 years and was assigned to the weapons range. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The green light has been turned on for enforcement of the new Texas heartbeat bill, as we hear from KRLD's LP Phillips.
The Fifth Circuit has issued its final order, known as a mandate, in the Texas heartbeat bill. The order follows rulings by both the U.S. Supreme Court and the Texas Supreme Court. Civil rights attorney Kurt Schwartz says the mandate means there are no more barriers.
It's just kind of the final stamp of approval, so to speak. You can get an opinion, you know, a court can write an opinion, but the mandate basically is sort of the stamp that says this now can be enforced.
The bill is controversial because it allows individuals to sue anyone involved in an abortion and collect monetary damages. Because it's a civil action, the courts have ruled there is no constitutional issue. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, some Dallas County judges are defending themselves against claims from county commissioners that they haven't been working. Commissioners have been blaming judges for a backlog of pending cases, saying they need to get back into the courtroom now that COVID restrictions have been relaxed. Commissioner J.J. Koch says the judge's inactivity has created a massive backlog in cases and costing taxpayers.
The judges absolutely have broken our criminal justice system by not working.
But 11 Dallas County misdemeanor and felony court judges have released a video claiming that the pandemic is the main reason for the backlog and that the commissioners are relying on inaccurate data.
Dallas County was not approved to resume jury trials until April 26, 2021. Since then, they have conducted over 210 criminal jury trials.
The video claimed the judges never stopped working. Paul McCartney played to a sold-out crowd of almost 13,000 people last night at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth. And as soon as he wrapped up, the arena went to work getting ready to welcome back bullfighters from around the world.
The PBR World Finals have drawn 70,000 people. The first three rounds took place last weekend, with the last five rounds this weekend. But Dickies Arena General Manager Matt Homan says they could still host events in between.
This arena was designed and built for an array of incredible events for the citizens of Fort Worth. and Dickies Arena takes the title of multipurpose to heart.
After the first three rounds, crews at Dickies Arena removed 750 tons of dirt for Paul McCartney's concert last night.
On the heels of hosting the first and second round of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament and the NCAA Women's Gymnastics Championships in March, there's no better venue than Dickies Arena to host such a great event.
Homan says Dickies Arena is now moving that dirt back into place and reconfiguring seating for round four of the PBR World Finals tomorrow night. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KURLD.
And tonight's the night where the Mavs start up the first game of the Western Conference Finals in Northern California against the Warriors. This comes after they were fined $50,000 today by the NBA for players leaving the bench and celebrating during their blowout Game 7 win in Phoenix. We get the latest from Jimmy Christopher from the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
Mavericks are 3-4 on the road in the playoffs this season as they play the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco tonight to begin the best-of-seven series. Luka Doncic has been spectacular in the playoffs, averaging 31.5 points, 10 boards, and 6.6 assists. Luka sized up the Warriors' Draymond Green.
I mean, I have so much respect for Draymond, man. As a guy, you know, obviously Klay and Steph, you know, incredible offensive guys. The key to the Warriors team is Draymond. He's just some unbelievable, man. No disrespect, but he's not the best offensive guy, but he impacts the game in every other category.
Jimmy the St. Christopher, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Go Mavs with your afternoon all local. I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.